the 25th of November 2020, my name is Joe and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1121. Our topic today is, what Google can teach you about Doctor. This podcast is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for Artificial Intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care. A patient relying on that site would have obsolete information, which is particularly dangerous as the scoring tool used previously for determining stroke risk was thrown out in the new guidelines in favor of a new, more accurate tool. I encourage you not to diss non-medical society sites. There is a lot of quality out there among sites that are not interested in clicks or fear, but in serving their patient community, or the opposite. I'm breathing, obviously, I'm Googling. Every possible symptom can be associated with a scary, life-threatening condition and a Google search can do little to inform patients about the right next step for their personal situation, but I think most doctors welcome patients to take control of their health. The question originally appeared on Quora, the place to gain and share knowledge, empowering people to learn from others and better understand the world. Medical students are not well prepared for dealing with so-called e-patients. Comment on training medical students how to communicate with e-patients. Reply to, response to, but Dr. Google said, training medical students how to communicate with e-patients, as a medical student set to graduate in the 2020s, you have come of age in an era in which information is more plentiful and more easily available than any era that preceded it. When the hospital is onboarding them, as a medical student, you should be upfront about asking how to access information that will help you care for patients, Dr. Rajaskaran said. If you don't, that's how you fall back into the habit of not getting the right information and using Google and getting information that is not peer-reviewed. Drive. Google will never know you or care as much as I do. The patient can also have an anchoring bias when they know what's wrong with them, so they leave out important details and dispute any information from the physician that doesn't fit their diagnosis. Point 8. Don't let Dr. Google get between you and your physician. Episode 1121 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Joe Gilbert. Adios.